Good Friday morning, my dear family, and what a privilege it is for me to be able to start my day together with you in God's Word. Today we are in John chapter 9, verses 13 through 41, and today's reading begins by introducing a controversy over violation of the Sabbath law. The Pharisees and the Jewish authorities question both the healed man and his parents, and they expel the healed man from the synagogue. According to verse 22, the Jewish authorities threatened to expel anyone who became a follower of Jesus. And this chapter concludes with Jesus confronting the Pharisees about their own spiritual blindness. And let's not forget that God's guiding word for us this week has been love. Excuse me. So let's begin reading at John chapter 9, beginning at verse 13. Then they took to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. The day that Jesus made the mud and cured him of his blindness was a Sabbath. And the Pharisees then asked the man again how he had received his sight, and he told them, "He put some mud on my eyes, I washed my face, and now I can see." Some of the Pharisees said, "The man who did this cannot be from God, for he does not obey the Sabbath law." Well, others, however, said, "How could a man who is a sinner perform such miracles as these?" And there was division among them. So the Pharisees asked the man once more, "You say he cured you of your blindness. Well, what do you say about him?" "Oh, he's a prophet," the man answered. The Jewish authorities, however, were not willing to believe that he had been blind and could now see until they called his parents. They asked them, "Is this your son? You say that he was born blind? How is it now that you can see, that he can see?" And his parents answered, "We know that he's our son, and we know that he was born blind. But we don't know how it is that he is now able to see, nor do we know who cured him of his blindness. Ask him. He's old enough. He can answer for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities, who had already agreed that anyone who said that he believed that Jesus was the Messiah would be expelled from the synagogue. And that is why his parents said, "He's old enough, ask him." A second time, they called back the man who had been born blind and said to him, "Promise before God that you will tell the truth. We know that this man who cured you is a sinner." "Well, I do not know if he's a sinner or not," the man replied. "One thing I do know, I was blind and now I see." "Oh, what did he do to you?" they asked. "How did he cure you of his blindness?" "I've told you already," he answered, "and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Maybe you too would like to be his disciples." They insulted him and said, "You are that fellow's disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke to Moses. And as for that fellow, however, we do not even know where he comes from." The man answered, "What a strange thing that is. You do not know where he comes from, but he cured me of my blindness. We know that God does not listen to sinners. He does not listen to people who, he does listen to people who respect him and do what he wants them to do. Since the beginning of the world, nobody has ever heard of anyone giving sight to a person born blind. And unless this man came from God, how would he be able to do such a thing?" They answered, "You were born and brought up in sin, and you're trying to teach us?" And they expelled him from the synagogue. Sounds like some churches I know. When Jesus heard what had happened, he found the man and asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man answered, "Tell me who he is, sir, so that I can believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have already seen him. He's the one who's talking with you now." "I believe, Lord," the man said, and he knelt down before Jesus. Jesus said, "I came into this world to judge, so that the blind could see, and those who see should become blind." Some Pharisees who were there with him heard him say that and asked him, "Surely, you don't mean that we are blind too?" And Jesus answered, "If you were blind, then you would not be guilty. But since you claim that you can see, this means that you are still guilty." Today's key verse is John chapter 9, verse 39, where Jesus said, I came to this world to judge, so that the blind should see, and those who see should become blind. You know, beloved, the hardness of men's hearts is so very difficult for us to comprehend, but don't think that you have to be, you know, some special kind of a sinner to harden your heart towards God. Even St. Paul warns us that we need to be careful, harden our hearts towards the Holy Spirit. And so, I would just encourage all of us to continue to seek a student's heart. Those that came to Jesus with an open mind and a willing heart were able to hear and receive and apply and live out the promises that Jesus gave them. But those who had decided they had already learned it all, I looked at this one verse back here, where they are saying, you were born and brought up in sin, and you're trying to teach us? And then they expelled them from the synagogue. I mean, that's how hardened people of the flesh are. And I would hope that none of us ever become that way. But I know that outside of God's grace, that anyone can reach to the depths of sin. Let's keep our eyes on Jesus. Let's seek to follow him and use him as his example in everything that we do. Let's pray. Dear Lord, truly you offer me amazing grace by revealing God's love to me and offering me forgiveness for my sins, salvation, and eternal life. Help me to see you more clearly each day and lovingly serve you. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our week together to an end. Join me on Monday. We'll be in John chapter 10, verse 1, where Jesus is the good shepherd. Until then, of course, we have church on Sunday, and we're back up and running on the internet. I had a few glitches over the week, but everything is fine now. So if you're visiting family or just a little under the weather and can't make it to church, don't forget to look for us on either Zoom or on Facebook. And the contact links for those, both of those places on the internet, are in your bulletin. So you can just take the camera, aim it at whichever you want to go to. I would suggest Facebook a notice will pop up in the screen of your camera. It will give you a link. You simply touch that, and it will take you right to our church service. So I look forward to seeing you. God bless you. May every one of his precious promises be yours.